Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're going to be talking about the return of the CRATIZIT to the MAC 2022 exhibition.
Right, and I think it's been 4 years since the last time they were there, right?
Exactly, and during that time, they've been working on some pretty exciting innovations in tooling and workholding.
So they've got a big stand at the exhibition, 18 to 210. And they're going to be showcasing all sorts of products.
That's right, and one of the key things they're highlighting are their new carbide grades for turning stainless steel.
Oh right, the CTCM 120 and CTCM 130 grades, I see.
Right, and these are designed to offer improved performance when working with stainless steels like V2A and V4A.
So what makes these new grades stand out?
Well, the CTCM 120 is a highly wear-resistant grade with a CVD coating that allows for higher cutting speeds.
And the CTCM 130?
That one is tougher and is recommended for interrupted cuts or unstable conditions.
Oh, that makes sense. They can handle the rougher situations.
Exactly, and with these two grades plus the CTPM 125, they've got a complete range for turning stainless steels.
I see, so customers can choose the right grade for their specific application.
Right, and they've also got different chip breaker options to go with each grade.
That's really cool, it gives them more flexibility.
Definitely, they've covered all application ranges for machining austenitic stainless steels.
What else are they showcasing at the exhibition?
They're also highlighting their Fullmax reamers for bore production.
Oh right, those solid carbide reamers. I remember reading about them.
Right, the Fullmax reamers have a special coating and unequal cutting edge pitch, which helps with surface finish and accuracy.
And there's a short version of the reamer that's even better in some situations.
Exactly, the short series has improved stability and reduced vibration, which allows for higher surface speeds and feed rates.
So machining times can be up to 20% faster.
That's right, and with better results in terms of surface finish and dimensional accuracy.
That's quite a big improvement. What else are they showing?
They're also showcasing their new 5-axis vise called the WNTX5GZ.
Oh, I've heard of that. It's for machining centers, right?
Right, it's designed to provide access from 5 or even 6 sides, which is pretty impressive.
And it has some really clever design features.
Yes, the jaws have a lean contour for better access and vibration damping elements to improve surface quality.
That must help with the tool and spindle life too.
Exactly, the jaws can be changed quickly without any tools, which is a big plus.
And it's available in different sizes and heights.
Right, with models ranging from 330 mm to 800 mm in length.
So it's pretty versatile.
Absolutely, the mechanical spindle allows for easy conversion to handle larger components.
I'm also curious about the charity event they're doing.
Oh right, they've got a prize draw for a Hope HB130 mountain bike.
And it's a carbon-framed bike made by Hope Technology in Barnoldswick.
Right, the bike is valued at over £6,000.
And the draw is going to be done by Katie Archibald, MBE.
Yes, she's a world, Olympic and European cycling champion and will be returning to the Ceratizit WNT Pro Cycling Team in 2022.
That's pretty exciting. The proceeds go to the British Heart Foundation and Cancer Research UK.
Right, entry to the draw is by way of a £10 donation, which can be made online.
So listeners can find out more about the exhibition and the charity event by visiting their website.
That's right, and as always, we'll keep you updated on the latest industry trends and innovations.
Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back with more updates next time.